The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, the innovator of violence, the landlord of the House of Hardcore, and the heart and soul of professional wrestling, Tommy Dreamer, and I get into the big news coming out of NXT, and that is Samoa Joe. That's right, he is giving up his NXT world title. We get into why and how long right now on the Busted Open Podcast. And also, speaking of NXT, Frankie Monet joins us right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Frankie, good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm so happy to be here with you guys. Hi, Tommy.
Hello, Frankie Monet. It's our officially first time meeting Frankie Monet. How are you? You look great.
Thank you. I'm good. I'm just here in Orlando living the dream. So.
Absolutely. Her star is shining ever so bright here this morning, David.
Yes, it is, as always. And, you know, you're right. This is the first time we've officially had Frankie Monet here on Busted Open. So what's it been like since making the move to NXT?
It's been a whirlwind, to be completely honest. I think also I still have moments when I pinch myself and I'm like, what is going on? Just because it took me so many years and it's so much work to get here. And so I'm just trying to appreciate every single moment I have within the walls of the PC and with everybody here, and just trying to, you know, put out the best I can, best version of myself that I can every week.
Well, you have perhaps one of my favorite entrances, and your debut is spectacular. You've been on this role. I gotta kind of ask you something. What the hell? Why do you have Robert Stone anywhere near you at all times? He's so beneath you. You know this.
Listen, everything will make sense soon, Tommy. I promise. You know, I can be a little bit of a master manipulator, so
okay.
It's going to be interesting.
Tommy, what bothers you about Robert Stone? Is it arrogance? Is it the fact that he doesn't wear socks with shoes? Like, what exactly is it that bothers you about Robert Stone?
It's everything, and his text messages that he sends me, his quotes on my Instagram. I would love to do, if someone, or maybe Frankie, if you can do the Cesaro swing with him, but do it with his ponytail. That's what I would love to do.
Oh, the forever infamous ponytail that he had for that one match. I'd give him, you know, a little bit of, I bother him a little bit about his suit selection. As we all know that I am super into fashion and over the top glamour. So sometimes I feel like he is making some questionable fashion choices, but we're working on it. We're working on it.
And I'm a fashion assassin. You see me, I'll wear sweatpants and shoes, but hey, he is horrible. You need to help him out. You have a degree in this stuff. You have a business in this stuff. Come on now.
Uh-huh. I'm trying, you know, he's a little bit stubborn. You know him. He he's stuck in his ways. And so we're going to work on, you know, that ponytail should never be seen again in public. And also maybe we should get him in a pair of socks.
Absolutely. Tuesday is going to be historic. It's the brand new NXT Plus, which you should not be anywhere around. There's going to be a wedding. You have not had success with these weddings, so please stay away from it.
What do you mean? I don't know what you're talking
exactly
about.
What are you like? It's a whole new beginning, but what is it kind of like? Is there an excitement for you? Is there excitement with the other NXT superstars?
Yeah, I feel like it's just really cool and interesting to be here during this whole transformation. And at first people are, you know, worried or scared, or, and fans don't like change. We all know that. So everyone's a little bit apprehensive, but I think that everything in sports entertainment and as performers, as brands, as companies and everything, like, we all need to have a sense of evolution. And I feel like this is a natural evolution for NXT. You're still going to see the same types of matches, the same grit, the same rawness. You're going to see people going out there every single week, giving it everything they have to prove themselves on this platform, just with a little bit more of a colorful logo. You know, I am never shy from colors, so I'm excited. I think it's going to be a really nice, refreshing change. And I'm excited to hear what everybody has to think about tomorrow's brand new episode.
Yeah, and that's interesting, because Tommy and I were talking about, Frankie, and the fact that, yeah, there's going to be some changes. Obviously, it's been promoted, but there's going to be a lot of familiar faces that the fans know and love. And you could judge that from the wedding that we're going to see, to the Fatal 4-Way that we're going to see tomorrow night. So even though there's going to be some changes, there's going to be a lot of familiar faces.
Absolutely. You're still going to see all your favorite superstars, as well as some new faces, because there are so many people here that are just, you know, chomping at the bit, waiting for the opportunity to be seen by the WWE Universe. So I think that this is going to be a really exciting time for everybody, as performers, as sports entertainers, and as well as fans.
Do you have, you know, you're in, do you have, I know your aspirations are to be the top, the best, and in my eyes, you are. Do you have either a dream match or someone that you have your goals on within the WWE Universe?
I mean, I'm always setting goals for myself, Tommy, you know that. I once I accomplish one, I move on to the next one, and I'm never completely satisfied. So, I mean, obviously the most important thing for me as part of NXT is to become the NXT Women's Champion. And from there, I would really love to, you know, face people like Charlotte, face people like Sasha Banks, face my fellow Canadian and Natalia, who I've never wrestled before. There are so many women within the WWE that have never faced La Hora Loca in the ring. And I just think that it's an exciting time for me, because there's just a lot of possibilities, a lot of positive and optimism. And I'm just excited.
You know, I see right over your right shoulder a picture of Shawn Michaels, and I know that Shawn Michaels is, you know, very, very much in touch with everything that's going on with NXT, Triple H, obviously, mm-hmm. as well. What's it been like working with, you know, Shawn Michaels and Triple H?
At first, I was, and I'm rarely speechless, but I definitely was caught just like, you know, one of those moments, like I was saying, where I'm like, what is my life? What is going on? It's just been incredible working with so many people that I've looked up to throughout my entire love of professional wrestling, love of sports entertainment, and the WWE, and to just be across the ring from them, to have them agenting my matches, to have them, you know, just discussing character and getting excited about my giant entrance jacket as much as I get excited about it, and just really having them like believe in my vision that I see for Frankie Monet, and just, you know, it's just a really positive space to be in, and I'm so thankful and grateful that I get to work with them, and they're allowing me this opportunity to be part of NXT.
Is there any heat between your dogs to which one you choose to put on television?
Listen, Bowie needs to be better behaved.
Really?
He's the little psycho one. And I mean, he's only like a year and a half. Presley, he's a vet, you know, Bowie's still green. So we're, you know, trying to work him into something. John has said that he wants to bring him to Monday Night Raw. So we never know. You never know. Presley's just been, you know, his star is shining bright, and he's just gotten more and more demands, you know, for his appearances. So hopefully we'll see him again.
Can you just have him attack Robbie E on television? That would be great.
Well, he actually did growl at Rob in one of the pre-tapes that we shot, because Presley does not like high fives, if anyone knows Presley. So when you do this, he freaks out. So Yeah, Rob learned that the hard way.
It's funny, on Friday, Dave and I said that you should never, if a dog growls at somebody or people don't like dogs, they're not to be trusted. And right then, there's your truth. Do you know my bulldog only growled at one person his entire life, and that person was New Jack. So yeah.
Yeah, Presley's a bit of a snob though. So he's growled. He likes to growl. We call him like a grumpy little old man in a small dog body because he's just like grumpy all the time. So yeah.
How does it feel too with, you know, with John kind of having the same home? Because I know that had to be difficult at times, but you know, you guys all being under the WWE umbrella, how's that been?
It's been great, honestly, because it was really hard for a little bit because I just felt we were just kind of existing in these two kind of different universes, so to speak. So it's been great to finally be there with him. He was there on the night of my in-ring debut backstage with me. It's just been really cool. And I'm glad that he's with me during this time where I'm, you know, starting somewhere new and getting to know how everything works around here. Cause he's really been like my personal guide basically and my number one supporter through it all. So he's seen me go through a lot to get here. So I'm glad he's there with me.
Will you be at the wedding?
Honestly, Tommy, I haven't received an invitation yet.
Weirdly, I did.
You got it.
Dexter Loomis texted me, told me if I'm in Florida, like, I can go.
Like, why would I, me, Frankie Monet, not be invited to like the bachelor party? Hello. Like, I throw bomb bachelor parties and events. Who do I need to talk to about this? That's
probably because you make it all about yourself, which is kind of what you did other times. That's just.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You'd upstage
so
the bride.
I'm so down to earth. I'm a good person, Tommy. I just want people to have beautiful weddings.
Okay. So, Tommy, if you've been invited, and are you going to go? Is any chance we see Tommy at the wedding tomorrow night?
No, I was told if I'm in the area, I can go, which I didn't feel like that was a nice invitation. And he was just by my house, and I told him to come by, and he didn't. But he did roll down the window and sniff the air as he drove past my house. That Dexter Loomis.
He's creepy.
It's kind of weird. He's creepy.
And Dave, did you know that go ahead. I recently put out on my podcast that the person who hit me the hardest in the last 10 years was Frankie Monet. She stomped me the hardest out of anybody.
Probably deserved it.
Can you believe that? I feel bad for the women in NXT. They're the toughest women out there if they got to face her.
You deserved it. You deserved it.
Frankie, can you share with our audience a good Tommy Dreamer story?
How much time do we have? Honestly, I think Tommy has always, I kind of consider you my wrestling uncle because you've just kind of been there through a lot of things. You also give me a lot of crap sometimes about things and you're honest and you've always just been very, you just like helped guide me into like these different kind of paths throughout my life. So I have nothing but positive things to say about you. And I'm just so happy I get to talk to you today. I'm sure I'm just going to brighten your day with this, right?
Absolutely. Dave, I look at myself as like a coach, and then you also gravitate towards people who want to better themselves. And Frankie has always been that. And then she's now in NXT where she has at her disposal a Shawn Michaels, a Triple H, all these amazing coaches that are going to make her and other talents better. And that's what I'm a coach for life until you turn on me. But if not, I mean, her and I have been friends just like her husband. I've known him since he was in developmental system since day one. And I love him like he's one of my closest friends, and I don't talk to him as much, but I've always had coaches, and that's what this business is about. And that's what NXT is about. It's helping people get to their path to be better. And that's what I love about that system.
Yay. Tommy, come to Florida.
No, it will end in really bad things. Come on now, you know that. The last wedding we attended didn't go that well. haven't seen you since then. It's your career is on a skyrocket. I'll just bring you down. Just keep on your path.
And of course, that Indy Hartwell Dexter Lumis wedding is taking place tomorrow night on NXT. NXT 2.0 tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern time on USA. Looking forward to seeing what changes we see with NXT. And then, Frankie, your eyes are set on Raquel Gonzalez and that NXT championship. Hopefully somewhere down the road, we're going to see you two in the ring together fighting for that championship, because I would think that's the ultimate goal for you, is to win gold.
Absolutely. You know, I come, you know, into these new positions in my work life, and I always have the end goal of becoming champion. And so right now my eyes are set, locked, and in on Raquel Gonzalez. I know what she brings to the table. I know this is the first time you'd ever see Chingona versus Güera Loca. And I can't wait to beat her one day. So
it will be a matchup for the decades, David. It'll be a good one. I know it will be, because you could see how both in their in-ring talents are good. They're going to tear it up once that
Absolutely. 100%.
I can't wait. And also, kudos to your husband, John Morrison. He got the word moist over. Such a controversial word. Some people hate that word, and he uses it all the time. It's unbelievable what he was able to do with just one word.
Listen, it is actually one of my least favorite words in the English language. And he knows that. And I think that he started saying it more and more just to see like how annoyed I would get. And then it just started like, it was just every Monday night on Raw, I had to hear it. I'm like, oh my God.
My daughters will say that word is cringy and they hate it. And
now he's America's most wanted.
He'll get anything over. Come on now.
Yep.
He'll push it down our throat so much that we just start to love it.
Exactly.
Again, the Indy Hartwell Dexter Lumis wedding taking place on NXT 2.0 tomorrow night. Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern time on USA, NXT 2.0. Frankie, thank you so much for the time this morning. We truly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I miss you guys, Tommy. Mwah. Miss you. And hopefully we can do this again soon.
Güera Loca for life.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. Lindsay Rhodes here. And with the NFL season underway, I am thrilled to announce that my podcast, The NFL Roadshow, will be dropping 3 times a week. On Mondays, we're going to recap the most interesting stories to come out of the NFL weekend. Wednesdays are going to be for a bit of a deeper discussion. And on Fridays, we're going to bring you the best of my SiriusXM fantasy show with the great Michael Fabiano. Fantasy dirt. So please subscribe today wherever you stream your podcasts, or listen on the SXM app, included with most subscriptions.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code busted50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. But Tommy, unfortunate news coming out of the world of NXT. As you know, NXT 2.0, though, if you think about it, really should be NXT 3.0 because they had the NXT debacle show where it was kind of like the game show. And then that became NXT that we know right now. And now we're going to get a new version of NXT starting tomorrow night. But unfortunate news, Samoa Joe went to social media yesterday, Tommy, and he had this to say.
Hello, I'm NXT champion Samoa Joe. Upon my recent return, my goals were very simple. I sought to ensure the respect and integrity due to both NXT and its championship. I sought to ensure that everybody understood that the needs of one individual will never outstrip the sum of the brand. Today, I find myself having to stand on those principles. Recently, WWE Medical has informed me that due to certain injuries, they would like to have me step away from the ring for a brief, yet still indeterminate amount of time. I realize that this week we are on the cusp of a new NXT. We are on the brink of a new era in our history. And I realize that that era deserves a fighting champion. And that's why it makes this very difficult decision very easy to make. Effective immediately, I relinquish the NXT championship. Best of luck to those who will vie for it. My sincerest condolences to whoever wins, as I will be along shortly to recollect what's mine.
So that's Samoa Joe giving up that NXT championship. He says certain injuries and, you know, the powers that be told him it would probably be best for him to step away for a brief period of time. So we don't know what the injuries are, Tommy, and we don't know how long a period of time Samoa Joe is going to be gone for. But maybe that fatal four-way we're going to see tomorrow night is going to be for that NXT championship. Man, a lot up in the air as we go into that show tomorrow night.
That would be the easiest way to get out of a very, very crappy situation, an unfortunate situation. Everyone's going to speculate. Everyone's going to say, you know, all these different things. I got to kind of the message I said in the beginning, you know, if you think about what everything with Keith Lee and even with his girlfriend when she wasn't in the Rumble, everybody wants to go to social media and basically give facts that we have know nothing about. Keith Lee had finally opened up and said what happened to him. And then it's just like, cool, we have the facts. There's laws that prevent people from talking about medical conditions. Obviously, this isn't Joe's decision. He said he will be back. So that's not hey, you tear your ACL or your Achilles or your bicep. There's something where that's where we have a time frame. This he doesn't know. He said he's going to be back, so that's what he did. If you also think about the power of this was before social media, this would have been announced on television. The truthfulness or the power of social media putting out a statement is when I also get into the whole ratings conversations and all that stuff, because you could look at how many people have already looked at that video, and it'll tell you some numbers. So it's unfortunate, and now hopefully we're going to – the easiest fix, like, you know, I said and how you said about the number one contender, let's just put it for the title. And this brand – listen, Tuesday is make or break for this brand. It really is. It's since the whole Keith Lee leaving the championship and, you know, vacating it, this has to be – yes, it's for a change. It's make or break because – there's been a lot of negative surrounding this change. You've seen the clip on social media when they showed it at the Garden and people are booing the brand. This is do or die this Tuesday. I mean, this Tuesday.
And I would think, Tommy, that eyes are going to be on that show because they want to see what this is all about, the curiosity of what this NXT 2.0 is going to be. Now, you mentioned the number one contenders match, which probably is going to be for the NXT Championship, I would think, is Pete Dunne, LA Knight, Ciampa, and Kyle O'Reilly. These are obviously wrestlers that NXT fans know and love. Also, you're going to get the wedding of Dexter Lumis, you know, that and Indy Hartwell. That's big. I mean, we've been waiting that for that for a very long time. So when you look at those two segments, Tommy, I mean, you know, that's been promoted for a while. So I don't know exactly what these changes are going to be, if we're going to see them all of a sudden tomorrow night or it's going to be a gradual change. I'm sure there's going to be a change to the look, how it's presented. The production is going to be very, very different. But I agree with you, Tommy. This is a big Tuesday night. And I would think at least initially it's going to get a decent viewership.
And it should, which would give the change more traction. And hopefully it does boost the ratings. But like I said, man, it's make or break for the brand, because people love the brand. And now, because of social media, because of all the behind the scenes, wrestling fans know a lot more than they used to know in the past. I mean, if social media was more prevalent during the relaunch of the ECW WWE brand.
Oof.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
So, and I keep on feeling those vibes, which I don't want, because man, you know, I love NXT. It's been a great show. There has not been one bad takeover, and that has delivered through the years. The coaches, you could see the different quality, but we know, hey, we're not looking for these type of wrestlers. We're looking for these type of wrestlers. We're going to see all these different changes. We're hearing all these things, and now our world champion has to step down, and who was kind of beyond popular, but was supposed to be that stable person, like he said in his promo too, to think of all the dream matches we were thinking of having, and now we can't have those again. So it's do or die. It really is.
And I feel bad for Samoa Joe, Tommy. You know, Samoa Joe wasn't that long ago that you and I are having a conversation that, you know, he was let go by the WWE and then, you know, was brought back to be a part of NXT. I thought when he was with Monday Night Raw coming out of WrestleMania this past year, I thought he was fantastic. I thought he was a great commentator. WWE felt differently, or whatever the reason was. Samoa Joe wasn't happy with being a commentator, whatever it was. You know, he was let go and then came back and now is a performer in the ring again with NXT, and now these injuries that are going to make him give up the title. I just hope Samoa Joe is okay, because as soon as it always seems like the momentum is really building with Samoa Joe, something unfortunate like this weekend happens.
Yep. But listen, he will be okay. He'll be okay no matter what. I sent him that text when he did get released. He'll be fine. The wrestling business is wide open. He chose to stay or go back to WWE. It was a good move for him. Mm-hmm. And hey, his stock rose going back to WWE. So cool for him.
Yeah, and again, we're still going to have these talents. Like, I think a lot of people think, well, NXT is just going to completely get blown up, and it's all going to be these talents that nobody knows. That's not true. Like, obviously, you know, from this main event match we're going to see tomorrow night, those are four wrestlers that NXT audience knows and loves very well. The Indy Hartwell, Dexter Lumis, I think has been a great story that's gone on for a very long time. And now you're going to get the payoff tomorrow night. So I wouldn't give up on NXT just yet.
No. If I'm comparing it, which I am, we had almost like a new talent initiative where they were calling up wrestlers from the developmental system to go on to this new ECW. We were blessed to get the CM Punks, the Kofi Kingston, Sheamus.
Yep.
There's some good talents that came up. There was also some talents that as soon as they came up, if they got a little bit of something, they moved them on and then they got lost in the shuffle. But there was some decent talents that came up there. I don't want to say not decent talents, but people who just didn't fit into the WWE system, I guess, or wow, these are people are good. Let's pull them up. You know, hey, we got Alicia Fox, and I know his name was Steve Lewington. I don't remember what he wrestled as. And there was like such big plans for them. And then it was, yep, see ya. But Fox got a long career out of it. There's so many stories just like that. But that was like a weekly thing where all these new people were being brought up. And it was kind of like an edict for, hey, if they don't get over in 3 weeks, see you later.
Yeah. But Tommy, to your point, because you're kind of comparing it to something that happened, you know, 13 years ago with that new NXT that we saw on Sci-Fi. And obviously fans like myself were so freaking pissed. Like, this is not ECW. We're not watching ECW right now. We're watching something completely different. If they would have called it something completely different, if it was anything else other than the ECW brand, you're right, Tommy. Like, it would have been kind of cool because you saw the beginnings of Kofi and Sheamus and so many other wrestlers. But because they named it ECW, it never got attracted to by the fans. The fans hated it. And eventually it just was gone. That was it. I'm like you said, I hope that doesn't happen to NXT, because no matter what you do with NXT, fans are always going to remember what NXT was before. The black and gold brand, you know, the brand that dominated at Survivor Series, the brand that Charlotte, when she won the Rumble, decided to go after that NXT Women's Championship. Those sold out takeovers that sometimes, most of the time, was better than the WWE main roster pay-per-view. So whatever they do moving forward, it's going to be impossible to have fans forget what they've already seen with NXT.
Yep. Listen, man, it was, I agree in that assessment, but it could have been that, but it was never set to be. You can't say the New York Yankees are the Bronx Bombers and every player is told to bunt and or steal bases. They're not that. Or if I go back to the 80s, the Bash Brothers, we're all out there hitting home runs, and you tell McGuire and Canseco to bunt. That's what that was. So you, in wrestling, you can control that narrative. It could have been wilder and crazier, but it wouldn't be, because it was controlled by somebody else.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Podcast Network. The executive producer is Ed Robinson. The associate producer is Gabby LaSpisa. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.